Hey, Cracked fans. As winter slowly turns into spring and all of us look forward to getting back on the outdoor tennis courts, we here at Cracked Rackets want to ensure that you listeners have everything you need to make sure your return to outdoor tennis is a successful one. That's where our friends at Gamma Sports come in. Now, if you need new strings, new grips, new court equipment, ball hoppers, machine tools, and accessories, whatever it may be, our friends at Gamma have it all for you. They've also, of course, got dampeners, overgrips, replacement grips, they've got it all. And if you go to their website, gammasports.com/tennis, right now, you use our promo code CRACK20, you'll get 20% off your order. Now, I know Gamma has a new string pattern in the queue called the React Pro, which all of you Gamma String users will enjoy. And even if you're not using Gamma Strings, maybe now's the time to start. But they've also got polyesters, everything you could be looking for from a tennis equipment standpoint, all in one location. Just go to gammasports.com/tennis right now. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Again, gammasports.com/tennis. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. One last show for all of you listeners from our University of Illinois-themed week here on the podcast. Now, if you have followed college tennis closely over the past few seasons, you have almost certainly caught at least one or two of today's guests' matches. Now, there are a lot of good nicknames around the college tennis world. We've got Dr. Von, Jeffrey Von der Schulenburg at Virginia. We've got RYAN Dickey, Ryan Dickerson in Baylor. But perhaps no nickname is more synonymous with the player than, again, the guest we have on today's show. Simply put, I know him as All Day. I am referring to All Day Zeke Clark, who joins us on the podcast today to talk about the fantastic start to his Illini season, 14-2, entering the home stretch of the regular season and postseason play. It's a year that saw them, of course, shock the entire college tennis world, knocking off USC, knocking off Virginia at the national indoor event. They end up beating Michigan at home as well. Their only losses to Ohio State and Baylor. That's a damn good start to the Illini season. And of course, we talked to Zeke about that start, about the confidence, the momentum his team has built, what he thinks this team is capable of down the home stretch for their postseason run. And then, of course, you know, again, what it's like to have a mulligan after a 2020 season where everything went wrong for the Illini, particularly given Zeke Clark, the fifth-year senior, gets that additional bonus year to go out the way he deserves, quite frankly, to go in his college tennis career. We talk again about all of those things and more. It's a fantastic conversation. I know all of you listeners are going to enjoy. Of course, the reason we're able to do this day in, day out here on the podcast, because of the support we get from you listeners, from our Cracked Rackets Patreon family, and of course, from our friends at Midwest Sports. Go to MidwestSports.com, use that promo code CR15 to get 15% off your order, free 2-day shipping on all orders exceeding $75. Best of all, a free can of Wilson Extra Duty Tennis Balls, MidwestSports.com. The promo code is CR15. With that in mind, let's get to my conversation with the one and only Zeke Clark. Welcome back, Cracked fans. We are here live at the Atkins Tennis Center, where we are joined by a winner here today. Dare I say the quickest win of his career here at Illinois. Zeke Clark, straight set victory. Was it the quickest? It's got to be top five.
I mean, one of them for sure. It's funny. Everybody was talking after the match. They all thought that was maybe the quickest match I've ever played. So I'll take it. I'll take it for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a win for you today, and it was also a win for your team. You guys get a 6-1 victory over Wisconsin. I believe
believe that makes you now 13-2 on the season. And, you know, for you in particular, let's just start here. Last season was the year from hell. And yeah. I'm asking all of the guys this. It's promised it's not just you specific, but no doubt all of the breaks went against your team to start last season. Then you get word from the NCAA tournament. You know, season's canceled, but you get word everyone gets an extra year of eligibility, the ability to come back. Has it at all felt like just a mulligan for you this season? Is there that sense of relief, like, you know what, I get to go out on my terms now, and how has that influenced the year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've definitely not felt the same pressure that I felt my previous 4 years this year, because after last season got canceled because of COVID, I thought I was done. And that sat with me for a couple weeks, and I had to come to terms with the fact that I wasn't gonna be able to finish things how I wanted to go out. So to be able to come back, it's been great, and I've definitely felt a lot less pressure than I'd felt before. It's just awesome to be out here with the guys, with Brad and Coase. It's been a lot of fun.
Now you can see that that relief, that ease on your face. And for you, you're undefeated here to start the 2021 season. It's not just through a month. It's not just through a week. We are 3 months into the year. You are still undefeated. And by the way, it's not just you. Sifo Mansi, also still undefeated. Right. Kovacevic, also undefeated. What do you think has led to such a successful start across the board for your team here this year?
Yeah, and I think, especially a lot of the older guys, myself, Kova, Seeps, we've really took it upon ourselves to lead this team, not only on the court but off the court as well, making sure we're taking care of everything that we need in terms of preparation, and that I've always been a firm believer, if you take care of everything you need to off the court, always putting in that extra work, extra effort, the results will take care of themselves. And we're definitely not satisfied with where we're at. We're always looking to improve, and here we are. I'm not too concerned about the undefeated record. I'm just taking it one match at a time, and I'll continue to do that.
No, for sure. I mean, it seems to be working. And for you thus far on the season, again, for your team, I mentioned that record, 13-2 now, or if it's 14-2 after the victory, I'm not sure. But I think the big moment for college tennis fans, certainly for you guys, I have to imagine, was that national indoor kickoff weekend. And for your team, you guys' very first match, knockoff, defending indoor champ, number one team in the country, USC. You follow that up on Sunday with a win over a Virginia team that has since beaten North Carolina. You did it without Alex Kovacevic. How much confidence does that give your team early in the season? And again, what did that initial boost do for you guys for the rest of this year?
Yeah, we played Wisconsin a couple days before National Indoors started, so I was good that we were at least able to get our feet wet before going into National Indoors, and then to go right in and knock off what was at the time the number one team in the country, defending National Indoor champions, was one of my favorite Illinois tennis memories, and that's something I'll remember forever. And to do it with this group of guys was really special. Got beat up by Baylor a bit, but then to be able to rebound the next day against Virginia, who will be one of the toughest teams to beat this year without Kova, was I think it gave all of us a lot of belief that regardless of who's in, who's out, I mean, this is going to be a year where across the board we need to be ready to go. Injuries, COVID-related issues, you never know what's going to happen. So it's always the next guy up, and everybody needs to be ready. And I feel like without who's been a rocket number one for us the last 2 years, to go in and beat obviously a very good Virginia team without him has given us a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but we know Kova, we know AB, we know you, we know Seeps. You've got a couple of new guys at the bottom of your lineup, whether it's Hunter. We know Noe as well. I should throw him in that group. But, I saw beforehand you were joking around a little bit with your freshman, Hunter Heck, and then today he delivers the clinch for you guys. Again, you know your top five. You know what all five of you are capable of. You've competed together for a while now. The bottom of the lineup, the doubles lineup, you guys have made a couple of changes. It seems to be working, though, now as we hit the home stretch of the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's down low in our, I feel like up top we've proven that, we're consistently going out there and getting wins against some of the best teams in the country. So we've solidified, I think, the top of our lineup. And then, five and six, it's been, Noe's been doing a great job. Banchilla, Q, Heck, are guys that are all all improving. Horvy, all the guys that have kind of been in that 5-6 hole, they've been improving a lot. It's just tough when you might play maybe not your best match, and then it's next guy up. That's just the tough part of being on a deep team. This is probably the deepest team that I've ever played on in my time here. So for those guys, it's just continuing to put themselves out there, making sure they're ready to go. Because if they do get the call up, it's go time. And I feel like those guys are taking that upon themselves, that they might not know if they're going to play the night before, but making sure that they're ready to go if they do get the call up has been important. And Hunter did an awesome job today. Q did an awesome job. So those guys are definitely getting a lot
better.
You ever
get mad at your team when they're calling them all day no way and all day hack? You're like, no, I'm all day C. Like, there can only be one.
I'm totally okay with it. Hopefully maybe that's something I can pass down to them. I'm totally fine with that.
They've entered the all day family.
Exactly. I'm totally cool with that. Right, I'm fine with that.
That's awesome to hear. Well, again, for your team, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. We can smell the food in the background for your match here today, but for you guys, you mentioned this is the deepest team you've ever played on. Well, I happened to be at the 2018 NCAA tournament, and that team, you look at it, Vukic at number one. Yep. Freshman Alex Brown was beating everyone that year at number two. Yourself, Aaron, all of the guys there. That's an NCAA quarterfinalist team. Now, that year you guys were knocked off by the eventual champs, Wake Forest. So you've seen what a national championship team looks like. Of course, you've played Virginia through your time. All the different teams, you've seen it. How good is this team? You mentioned it's the deepest ever. Is this a team you feel similar to you did that 2018 season that can make a run come May?
100%. Mm-hmm. I think we've already proven that we can beat the best teams in the country. It'll just continue to be a consistency thing across the board. All 12 of us need to be every day focused on what we need, making sure we're covering all of our needs. And if we do that, I feel confident any team, anywhere, I'd feel confident with our guys going out there and getting the job done.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, again, that's something we look forward to. I have to sneak in one more question because I've had the privilege to broadcast all of these matches, and so I've gotten to see it all in person this year. And, if you're going to – don't hit me because I promise the question's going to get better as we keep going. I saw your face after the Ohio State match. You were crushed. Yeah. Like that, you thought, there goes our conference title. Yeah. There goes my senior season, all down the toilet. My Wolverines beat the Buckeyes. Yeah. My Wolverines then come here, and you guys knock off the Wolverines. You're back in play for a conference title. How much did that win over Michigan mean to you? And I know, the third set match and you're cramping against Seymour, that was incredible. But just to get that victory had to have felt good.
Yeah, it did feel very good. Michigan's one of the, regardless of the rankings right now, one of the hottest teams in the country. They came into our place having not lost a Big Ten match, and coming off the win against Ohio State, obviously they came in very confident, and to protect our house and take care of business was obviously felt very good. But again, and then it's all about a good win, and then how can we be ready for the next one? So that was the kind of the mindset after that, is obviously enjoy the win, but boom, and then it's Michigan State, and now it's Wisconsin, and now it's Minnesota. So how can we continue to put ourselves in the best spot against the best position in terms of preparation going into every match, because every team's going to be gunning for us, and we got to be ready. And I was devastated after the Ohio State match. That's a rivalry match for us, and it's always very, very chippy, and that match always has a little bit of a different feel. Mm-hmm. And to let that one slip here, didn't feel very good, but that's why we play, man. And Michigan goes and beats them, and then things open up. So, again, now our focus turns to Minnesota on Sunday, and gotta make sure we're ready to go.
I feel like you would enjoy the one more shot at the Buckeyes before you graduate.
Oh my gosh, I would love one more shot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, for you guys, again, NCAA or Big Ten tournament still in front of you. You've got NCAA tournament in front of you. You've also potentially got some individual plays later down the line. You and Alex Brown, undefeated at the number one doubles position. You go from not playing doubles National Indoor Weekend to the number one position. What's worked for you and AB, who walking in right now?
AB and I have lots of history. Grew up with him, and I've I mean, is definitely one of my closest friends, and we've had success on the professional circuit, but we never played together in a dual match setting. He played with Kova. He's been thrown around. He's such a versatile doubles player. If you play with AB, you're going to get some free points. You clean up shop with his serve, and he fights so hard. Zoe's digging. So I mean, put him with just about anybody, you'll probably be feeling pretty good about things. And Brett, I mean, I've always, in my time here, we're always switch around lineups, but different team every week. Like, it's crazy. And so after National Indoors, Brad's just trying some different things, and we had a good week of practice, and there we are, and I played my first ever dual match with him, and we've just kind of carried that momentum. It's been hasn't been all that pretty at times. I know it shows that we haven't lost, but again, we're just focused on sharpening what we need to be sharpening, because the teams are just going to get better and better, and they see that undefeated record, and they're going to be gunning for us. So we'll continue to prepare and make sure we're ready.
I think it was the pivot all of us expected, right, yeah. Alex Brown and you, to play that number one doubles position. But no, it is certainly working, and again, you look up and down the board. I heard a rumor, by the way, true or false, Alex Brown hasn't won a practice set since his freshman year.
True.
Yeah.
True. I hope he sees this, because that guy is – I've never seen somebody able to flip a switch like
exactly,
he does. He
yep.
He's working on his game in practice. It's not like he's just tanking.
Yeah.
He's working on his game. He's focusing on some different things. He plays differently in practice than he does in a match. But in a match, it's go time. He could lose. I've never seen anybody like him. If I lose competitive nature inside of him. It's just a different, because he's also one of the most competitive guys that I've ever met, but he's very focused on where he's going, and at the end of the day, practice results don't matter.
Yeah.
So I hope he sees this, and I hope he knows that I think that that's a very true statement, that he does not win a lot of practice.
Yeah, that's the word. No, but that's, again, that's what makes him so special.
Right,
and what makes your team so fun is, again, Kova, everything's so smooth.
Yeah.
Alex Brown, the forehand is what it is, but it works.
You're
just out there hustling.
Right.
It's the perfect combination. Yeah. And, again, it's made watching you guys compete this year so much fun. So, Zeke, congratulations on the victory today. Congratulations on, truly, if we don't get the chance to do this again, a spectacular college career. It's been so fun to watch, and obviously good luck to you guys. Although, if you want to lose to Michigan at Big Ten, that's fine. Good luck to you guys the rest of the year.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Hope all of you enjoyed my conversation with Illini senior Zeke Clark. Of course, I am biased, given I spent my whole season watching him play match in, match out at home, but you'll be hard-pressed to find a better leader. I'm sure there are leaders equal, but you're not going to find a better leader of his team, of his program, than Zeke Clark and what he is doing for the Illini this season. Of course, it's a team effort. It's not just Zeke Clark. Everyone has to buy in to put together a 14-2 start, but it really helps when you have a senior who certainly no one in the country is working harder than. It always helps that he seems to be that last one on the court, and if you're an Illini faithful, there's no one you trust more to just make that extra ball, put a ton of pressure on their opponent than Zeke Clark. So I'm a believer. He's earned that all-day nickname. Obviously, I joked about, is he going to let other members of the Illini team into the all-day family? But college tennis isn't going to be the same when Zeke Clark leaves at the end of this year, and it's been such a pleasure to get to see him compete. Very grateful he was willing to chat with us after his match on Friday. Of course, if you missed any of our other Illini-centric conversations, got the chance to speak with Kovacevic and Monsey earlier in the week. We got to speak with Brad Dancer earlier in the season. We got to speak with Mike Costa, former Illini, now Daily Show correspondent, last week. So if you've missed any of those conversations, you can find them all here on the Cracked Interviews podcast. Of course, if you want to hear more about this college tennis season, the Great Shot podcast feed is the feed for you. Matt Stachowiak, Chris Halioris joining me every week to break it all down. If you're looking for the day in, day outs on the ATP and WTA Tour, check out our Mini Break podcast feed. And of course, like, rate, subscribe, review to all of them. You need more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can find us at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me directly, I am at Great Shot Pod. Shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Fleener and Daniel Westoff, for the of an editing job they do day in, day out. Shout out as well to our friends at Midwest Sports. Go to MidwestSports.com. Use that promo code CR15 to get 15% off your order. And remember, to find all of our content, just go to the website CrackedRackets.com. But with that in mind, for my wonderful guests, Zeke Clark, our super producers, Fligner and Westhoff, our friends at Midwest Sports, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you all soon. Thanks, everyone.